BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, Scott versus Chris, Challenge 8 in the cinema. Also, some actual listeners turn up and open their A-level results live on Radio 1. Stress. We're on BBC 3 tonight announcing the programmes, so Jen Long, who normally does it, came in to give us a little advice. And it was the big day when Chris met Jennifer Aniston. The full analysis on this podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
And good morning. How are you? It's Thursday. And this is Scott. I'm looking forward to today's show, but also, I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
I'm scared of what's going to happen with the Jennifer Aniston thing. I've only had a brief look.
I don't really remember it. That's the truth of it.
I've just seen you and her together. I've got the DVD here, which I'm going to play at 8 o'clock this morning, but I've not heard any of it yet. But she looks very confused at times.
Same.
And I got your phone call and you said that you said things that you might regret.
Yeah.
To her.
Do you know what? You don't get along with these people and I'm not sure the topics of discussion were maybe the correct ones, but it is what it is. It's done.
It's done. Do you feel relieved?
I do, actually. Yeah, I feel that. I got really nervous beforehand.
You were like, yeah, I'm fine, yesterday morning on here.
No, but I turned up here yesterday morning with a front that was, do you know what, just go enjoy it. But then you can't not get stressed with the amount of stuff you've put me through yesterday. I was plucked. I had makeup put on me and then I was sent off to see Jennifer Aniston.
I can't wait to play this for you this morning at 8 o'clock. You can hear it on Radio 1 and you can watch the video at the same time on the Radio 1 website. So get to a computer or put the Radio 1 website on your phone. Easy to do at 8 o'clock this morning if you want to see the Jennifer Aniston chat. Oh, God.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And all the faff about Jennifer Aniston, I think we've both forgotten that we're actually on BBC 3 tonight.
Yeah.
That's happening.
There's a lot on, isn't there?
There's a lot on, but I'm really enjoying this week. So, BBC 3 has a host of great programmes on tonight, and we'll be on announcing them. See, that's the power of the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. You say you want to be on BBC 3 announcing the programmes, boom, it happens.
Well, I said it as a joke. I mean, I didn't expect it to actually happen.
Like, a lot of emails went back and forth, but it appears to be happening tonight. I'm just looking what's on. Top Gear?
Oh, good. Yes, can I have a go with that one?
Yeah, you can do that. Jeremy Clarkson drives a new Jaguar. I might go to the shops during that. Is that all right?
Do you know
it's late
what?
Night opening
is
on Thursday?
It's going to be really awkward because we're going to have to sit there and watch a lot of TV tonight.
Why is that awkward?
I don't know. Is that something we've done before? Just sit there. I mean, we've watched TV in the past, but.
Stacey Dooley's on. She's investigating.
Yeah.
Shop Life. That's quite good. That. New Live at the Electric with Russell Kane, and this is going to be a moment for me. This is like up there with one of the things I've always wanted to do since I was 8 years old and I wanted to be doing this job.
Okay.
Get to introduce EastEnders at 10:30.
Can I do the drums?
No. The drums are already on there. Oh, God, this isn't going to go well, is it? You stress me out sometimes. You really stress me out. Right, okay. So if anyone from BBC Three is listening right now,
doof, doof.
Just want to say it's all going to be fine. I'm in control.
Kinda.
And we're on, what time are we on? 7 o'clock.
From 7 o'clock, we're so on. Taking over.
Meet me at BBC Three at 7 o'clock and we'll see what happens.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, if you're up for work early this morning. Hello, if you are getting your exam results. Morning, Alice.
Morning.
Where are you?
I'm in Pontypridd in South Wales.
Getting your results today?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Scared.
Oh, bless you. Okay, what are you expecting results in today?
Psychology, drama and English literature.
How do you think you've done?
Okay, I think.
Do you need something to relax you?
Yes, please.
Okay. There's only one thing for it. Bring out the panpipes. I find this well relaxing. I don't know about you, Alice.
Tune.
I feel like I'm on hold.
Good morning.
Is this working at all for you, Alice?
It is working.
Yeah, it's lush, isn't it?
Do you know what you need, Alice? You need pan pipes and a big breakfast.
Okay. Pull up! Killing me softly.
Is there nothing new that we could find in pan pipes?
No. 15 years old or more, sadly. Okay, Alice, so what time are you getting results today?
About 9-ish. I'll go over down to the school.
Are you going down there, are you?
Yeah.
Well, listen, if it helps, it's all going to be fine, okay? And there's loads of people today that are in exactly the same situation as you, stressing out about it. But there's nothing you can do now. It's done, you know?
Yeah.
All right?
Try and stay calm.
Try and stay calm. Do you like Take That?
Yes.
Lush. Okay, this is for everybody who's getting their AS and A-level results today. Back for Good on Radio 1. Okay, Alice, good luck with your results.
Thank you so much, Scott. Thank you.
All right, I hope you feel better. Love you, bye.
Thank you.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Genuinely sounds really scared. I think the panpipes really helped.
The Scott Mills Daily.
In 1 hour, you'll find out what happened when Chris met Jennifer Aniston yesterday. See, I'm nervous now. I think I've got the same feeling for this as people who got their for their exams today.
It is a bit of a results day, this, in all sort of meanings, isn't it?
I've got a tight stomach about it.
I don't really. I honestly don't.
You don't remember
large parts of it, and because it goes so quickly, because you're not in there long.
Okay, so 8 o'clock this morning, you can hear the Jennifer Aniston chat, and you can watch it as well. You can watch along with us on the Radio 1 website. If you go to computer, if you can't get to computer, if maybe you're on your way to work or school to get your results today, don't worry about it because you can watch it on your phone at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Few people requesting that you do this for the next tape tomorrow. Just an hour of pan pipe.
They're just ridiculous, aren't they? James has been on from London saying, I'm getting married next year. My fiance just said, everything on pan pipe sounds good. Maybe we should think about it. Oh, God.
It's true.
Seriously, James, there's still time.
You still get pan pipes outside shopping centres, bizarrely. There's like what look like sort of load of. I don't know. They look the part as well. It's almost a little bit sort of Pocahontas-esque in terms of music and character and the way they dress. And they're out there with pan pipes.
I enjoy them. I feel like I'm on hold or in a spa or, you're right, in a shopping centre. Probably called something like The Walks.
Yes. The Walks.
Okay, enough already. Thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Scott. It's Grant from Leyland.
Grant from Leyland. You all right?
I'm very well, how are you?
Yeah, good, what's going on?
I just want to say that Chris is the luckiest man alive for that interview.
Yeah, it's not the worst thing to be doing, is it, of a Wednesday afternoon?
Definitely not. My boss has never rang me and told me that I've got the keys to a hotel room with Jennifer Aniston.
It wasn't quite like that.
Kind of was.
Well, no, because...
Yeah, it kind of was.
Well, no, because then you've got Lorraine Kelly going in after you. It's not...
Oh, yeah,
It's not... You don't really have the keys. You walk into her boudoir and do the interview. But you're right, it's still good.
It is, yep.
So you'll be listening at 8 o'clock this morning?
Yep.
That's when it's on, okay?
Yeah, I'll be there, don't worry.
Out of interest, how do you think it went?
Very well.
I don't want to give any clues away to how it went, really, until 8 o'clock. You'll just have to hear it.
Right, okay, that's fine. I'll make sure that I tune in.
Where will you be at 8 o'clock?
I'll be in the car.
Okay, all right. Are you driving?
I am, yeah.
Oh, you won't be able to watch it.
No, I won't.
But you will be able to get it on the Radio 1 YouTube later on.
Right, okay, that's perfect.
So if you can watch it today at 8 o'clock, it will be streaming on the Radio 1 website, on your computer and on your smartphone. But if you're going to be driving like Grant, get it on the YouTube later, Radio 1 YouTube. Thank you, Grant.
Cheers, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Now, the first picture has been released of you and Jennifer together during the interview. Go to the Radio 1 Twitter, at BBCR1, or just put Radio 1 into Facebook right now. So, interesting look on her face there.
I don't know how you describe that, really. I suppose it's a kind of caption competition waiting to happen.
No, she's kind of like, really? It's that face. You look keen. The tan is really working for you, I'm telling you, man.
You're right, okay.
She's still more tan than you. But do you see what happened there? Because it's like a picture of her separately, split with a picture of you. If you had not had that tan, right, you would have looked ridiculous in that picture.
Thank you.
So pale you would have looked.
I felt ridiculous there because of the amount of makeup.
Because look what a similar colour you two are.
Right.
You see? It's so much better when you put them both together.
Okay.
So, just a few comments from the Facebook since we put this up. Beth says, this is going to be the best thing ever. Moss says he's looking at Jennifer's face and dreading to think what you just asked her. And Rob is interested in Chris's tan. Leave it. It looks good. 8 o'clock this morning, when Chris met Jen. Morning, Blake, who says, I hope I'm wrong, but I've got a really bad feeling about this interview. okay, 8 o'clock this morning. In fact, why don't we do like a whole rundown, like they do on This Morning? I love it when they do that.
Like a menu.
Later, coming up later, cookery. Let's do that. Okay. So, coming up this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, 7:40, we'll be speaking to some nervous people across the UK as they wait anxiously for their exam results today. At 7:50, Alice Levine off of Radio 1. She's in Edinburgh. Her and Phil Taggart put on a comedy show last night, which you could watch on the Radio 1 website. We'll see how she's feeling. Hanging. At 7:50.
Am I meant to be arguing with you now, like a sort of Eamon and Ruth situation?
No, not on the menu. That's every other time during the show, but
you'll
not the menu.
You'll disgust me.
Shut up, Ruth. Right, I think that they should have their own reality show. They're so good.
Yeah.
Do you not think?
Yeah, like
a Kardashian scenario.
Shut up.
Really good Eamon Holmes impression. Well, my husband, shut up, Ruth.
Not now.
I love them on a Friday. It's like, what are they going to argue about next? They're fly on the wall documentary. Get it made. Put it on E! Channel.
Mm.
Eamon and Ruth.
Carry on.
Oh, we've got some of them arguing. This is my favourite thing. Here they are, arguing about a pillar.
Sorry.
No, just she was having an argument with me there.
Well, just
if you're too near the post, then just move.
You pushed me over here and I can't move.
But you don't do that to Philip, do you?
Well, he doesn't push me over there. He stands where he's supposed to stand.
See, that's one of the more good-natured ones. Sometimes they go off at each other. Shut up, Ruth!
Do you have a mobile phone on you, incidentally? Because we're hearing some buzzing. We need to turn it off. I'll turn it off.
No,
we need to turn it off, Dan. Just let me deal with it.
Oh, a domestic.
Yes. The technophobe Ruth says, no, it's okay, just leave.
I love them. Anyway, back to the menu. At 8 o'clock this morning, when Chris met Jennifer Aniston. Chris Stark meets the star of Friends and the Bounty Hunter. And we're the Millers at 8 o'clock this morning. The Bounty Hunter, you've not seen that one with Jared
Butler. No, I'm not across that one.
Not the best. At 8:40, we're joined by BBC announcer Jen Long. She announces the programmes on BBC Three, and tonight we're stealing her job. Because we're doing it instead. Then coming up this morning at 10 to 9, some listeners open their actual A-level results live in the Radio 1 studio. 10 past 9.
When's Cooking with Gino?
No, he's got his own show now.
No.
Lunch with Gino and Mel. It's awesome. That's it, Mike and Darby. At Home with the Holmeses. That's what it's going to be called, the Eamon and Ruth reality show, which I'm going to be the executive producer of. Just made myself.
Well, you've said it now, so, I mean, if it happens... No, it's good. If it happens, we all know that it was your idea first.
Well, yeah, exactly. So don't be nicking at TV companies, you know what I'm saying? That was Green Day, it's BBC Radio 1, I'm Scott Mills. It's Breakfast, 7:26, Jennifer Aniston, The Chat, 8 o'clock this morning. John in Glasgow knows me too well. Are you actually going to play Chris Met Jen at 8 o'clock, or is this a Scott Mills 8 o'clock?
Good point.
Yes.
Is it an eight-ish?
Someone tweeted yesterday, you know those like fake top tips you get? It's like, impress your friends on holiday by telling them something really good's going to happen in week one, and then it doesn't actually happen until week two, Scott Mills style.
Yeah.
It's going to be, right, okay, I'll put it out there. It's going to be about 8:10. By the time we've played a couple of songs, but no later than that.
But it's the 8:10 now, the Scott Mills time. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, I can't win here, can I? Because everyone's going to be on about SMT. I can't win.
You can be honest in this and always just by saying the actual time that it's going to be.
Keeps you listening though, doesn't it?
It's a bit like when I say, Scott, how far away are you? And you'll go, I'm literally walking around the corner now. And I wait there for another half hour.
Yeah, I'm still at my house at that point. Okay, 8:10. That's, I promise you, no later than that. 8:10, okay? Put a time on it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jennifer Aniston. When Chris met her is at 8:00 this morning. Thank you, Lou, who's just tweeted me a picture of her phone. She says, not confident I'll be able to watch it on my phone. No, but you can play Snake. I don't think you can. I don't think you'll be able to get the Radio 1 website on that phone, no. It's got an aerial on it. Ooh. Hello, Donna, who thinks the Eamon and Ruth reality show is a great idea. So is. Such entertainment every Friday morning on this morning. Hi, Lindsay, who's waking up early, scared of the exam results. A lot of people are just waking up this morning or haven't been to sleep all night because they're so worried about their results today. It's all going to be fine. Maybe I should play some more pan pipes to relax people in a bit.
That, I think that can only help.
So if you are waking up this morning, or maybe you've been waking up every hour stressing about your AS or A levels, this should relax you.
Unfortunately, there's no current panpipe music that we can play, but this does the job.
We tried to find a thrift shop on panpipes. It's not happening. Only Celine Dion from back in the day.
Do your best calming voice. You know, it's all going to...
It's all going to be fine. I hope that helps, students.
This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. The Scott Mills Daily.
If you're talking about the Jennifer Aniston interview this morning, use the hashtag WhenChrisMetJen on Twitter. Hashtag WhenChrisMetJen. It's coming in 20 minutes. 8:10 latest, all right? Exam results stress today. Morning, Lydia.
Hello.
Are you off of Brighton?
Yeah, just north of Brighton.
Okay, so you slept much last night?
I think I had about 3 hours sleep.
Oh. Were you waking up every hour going,
Yeah, I'd wake up and I'd think it was the morning and then it'd still be dark. And
so have you got your results yet?
No, I get them about 8:30.
Where were you studying and what were you doing?
I went to Sussex Downs in Lewes and I did English Lit, Philosophy, Economics and Religious Studies.
Okay, what do you want to do next and what do you need?
Hopefully I'm going to Royal Holloway to study philosophy, politics and economics and I need 3 A's.
No pressure. Whoa. No pressure.
Yeah.
Okay, so when do you reckon you're going to get them?
When?
Yeah.
8:30 I should get them, yeah.
Ah! Okay. What is that? Are you going to phone up? Are you getting a text? What are you doing? Are you going down there?
I'm going into college and getting them.
Actually going there.
Year. Old school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually going there. Turning up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck. Did the pan pipes help at all, did you find?
Thank you. The pan pipes were brilliant. Yeah.
I'm not sure that me saying it's all going to be fine over the theme from Titanic was really the best thing to do.
I didn't clock that.
It's all going to be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, best of luck. And I hope you get your A's today.
You.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Hi, Dale.
Hiya.
Where are you?
I'm in Luton.
Okay. Have you been up all night?
Yeah, and up all morning.
Got your results yet?
Yes, I got them like 6:30 this morning.
Whoa, okay. How did that happen?
I just sat on I got my results for email and I just sat there like refreshing the page and suddenly they were there.
Right, you must have been refreshing a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
F5 was on.
Yeah. What did you get?
I got 2 A's, a B and a C in my AS results.
Whoa. Yes. Clever guy.
So what's next then?
I'm going to be applying for astrophysics next year.
Whoa.
Check our listeners out. Check our listeners out. Well, you deserve a...
Oh.
There it is.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Have a good day, Dale.
You too.
Well done. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Alice Levine.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. You're in Edinburgh?
I am. I'm actually asleep in Edinburgh right now. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
You
said
that,
I saw your tweet. You said you were awake.
Only because I got a missed call from you and slept through it and was really worried I'd get in trouble.
How are you finding Edinburgh? I told you this time yesterday that I thought you would love it. What are you saying?
We went to the Royal Mile yesterday and we saw, this is like just a smattering, like just an example. We saw, you would have liked it, French Revolution era people. We found the ginger version of me from olden times.
Oh, wow. Vintage people.
Vintage people. I was in my element. Then Phil joined in with some contemporary dance.
Of course he did.
Naturally.
I can imagine that. Then there was let me have a go.
There was a man with a trombone. Yeah. I mean, it was just all kicking off.
It's weird, isn't it? It's like being on a holiday with jokes.
Yeah.
It's really,
really
weird.
Really, really busy. People are like, excuse me, we're just doing a show. It's basically Shakespeare, but everyone's dead. Do you want to come? And
yeah.
You're like, all right
then. Yeah, I mean, I've just seen some proper weird shows there and some brilliant ones as well and some awful ones. But that's what Edinburgh Festival Fringe is all about. So there's a video from your show last night, your comedy thing that you did between 11 and 12, on the Radio 1 website, isn't there?
Scott and Chris, it was so good. Yes, there is. There's like a highlight video and you can obviously listen again as well. But it was just amazing. We had like really new talent doing a set each. They had like 5-minute mini sets between 11 and 12. And they were so lols.
Yeah. So if you love comedy and you really kind of want to get the spirit of Edinburgh, then listen again to Phil and Alice's show last night or get yourself to the Radio 1 website and watch the video. Some really good new comedians doing some really, really good stuff.
It's quite rude.
Yeah, it's quite rude. Jennifer Aniston's happening in a minute.
Oh my God, don't. I'm really excited. It's the main reason I'm awake, not to talk to you, no offence.
Will you be watching on your phone, Alice Levine?
I'll be watching on my phone so bad.
She's blatantly got a tableau.
Yeah, she's the kind of person that takes pictures.
I thought you'd think I had, like, one of those, you know, Bakelite phones where you drag the number around. I thought you'd think I was ringing from that.
Yeah, I thought you'd have one of those ones which are...
Yeah.
Hello? Wembley 222.
I didn't break the Enigma code.
Okay, so, Alice Levine, I want you to watch and listen to Jennifer Aniston. It doesn't disappoint, that's all I'm saying.
Was it cringe? Was it proper cringe?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Okay, watch the Edinburgh video. It's online now from the very good, slightly rude, Edinburgh show last night from Phil and Alice.
Someone's radio phone. On YouTube.
I love this.
Listen.
There's an actual phone.
Radio 1.
Is this like the big boss direct link or something?
It's like the bat phone.
It's Alice.
Alice, it's your other phone.
Your Bakelite phone.
What? Is it me?
You just rang us, yes.
Have I dialed my hotel phone, with my bum or something? Have I just sat on the phone?
Yeah, I think you've just sat on your phone and dialed us accidentally.
No, I haven't.
You have from your Victorian phone. Hello? With the earpiece.
Radio 1. Radio hasn't been invented.
Oh, that's really weird. Okay, right, I'll speak to you later. And you're on your way back now soon, are you?
I'm going to go to bed and then I'm going to listen to you guys, then go to bed, then come back.
Okay, good. Good plan. Right, thank you, Alice. See you soon. Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. I like it that people are getting up especially early to listen and watch this today. People that, like, could have had a lie-in. People waiting in their cars. People stressing about their A and AS levels, but kind of taking a bit of time out to watch the interview.
Well, I just clicked on this hashtag that you've set up. I can't get over how many people are sort of keen for this.
Hashtag when Chris met Jen.
It's an utterly ridiculous situation.
Why?
Well, why on... when I really look at it, why on earth is someone like me in front of someone like Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, point.
I just put this on Twitter, right? And it's so true.
It is ridiculous.
It's a ridiculous situation that we've now found ourselves in.
Once again.
Again.
Okay, so should we put the cameras on? Let's do this. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Hi. Ooh. Oh, I look good.
God, it's the morning, isn't it?
It's the morning. Good morning. bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can see us right now and you can watch the video along with us. So yesterday, Chris went to a hotel room in London and it was like the Mila Kunis thing. You sit there with the film star and you have probably normally a few minutes with them, that's it. How many minutes did you have?
Do you know what? Because it varies. There's lots of emails that go back and forth, and then you find out you're going to get something like 10 minutes, and then I found out she was running late, so that got cut down slightly, and then it got bumped up a couple of minutes. So not long, about 5 minutes.
And I spoke to you on the phone just before. Were you running late as well?
Yeah, so we had a taxi, and it's not too far from the Radio 1 offices, except there was quite a lot of traffic. And at one point, and we passed Buckingham Palace on the way. And even
that's
that,
in London,
like,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't want to be looking at that on the way to it. It just stresses you out more, you know.
Why does Buckingham Palace stress you out?
I don't know. It just it gave a sort of royal leaning to the occasion that was a bit unnecessary, you know.
Okay, so everyone watching right now, hello, on the Radio 1 website. Should we play it then?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say it's exactly that. It's me. I'm a lad from sort of just outside Watford, and I was put in front of someone that I think more people in the world know than don't know.
Yeah, one of the most famous women in the world.
I just hope I've done you all proud.
Is there anything else you want to tell me before I play this? Because I've not heard it, I've just seen it.
You're making this sound like customs. Like, have I got anything to declare before?
Yeah. Are you going through the red channel or the green channel?
I'm going through green.
Okay, right, cool. Well, let's just play it then. Okay. So you're sat there. She turns up.
It's a really posh hotel.
Yeah.
I've been sitting there kind of stewing for a while, and I've been ushered in. There's loads of PR people in the room.
Yeah.
Eventually, we're taken straight through. You're sat in front of Jennifer Aniston, and here we go.
I don't do this very often, so please bear with me.
I'm bearing with you.
Also, I feel incredibly, like, they put loads of makeup on me because they said I didn't look showbiz enough to be interviewing you. So I'm wearing all the bronzes.
By the way, they've done very lovely work because
really?
I can't even tell.
Because I feel like a pig in a wig.
It's quite weird seeing it back now, actually. Why have you got
your opening thing to Jennifer Aniston? I feel like a pig in a wig.
Well, it's because you put loads of makeup on me.
You look really good, I think.
And I didn't think... I thought I would have to say something about it because I did look ridiculous. I had a tan.
Yeah, but you look as tanned and as Hollywood.
Perhaps it wasn't the right phrase, but...
Okay.
Because I
really?
Can't even tell.
Because I feel like a pig in a wig.
Well...
Do you know what that is? Are you familiar with that phrase or...
A pig in a wig.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it is, but I could try to...
Yeah, it's kind of what you imagine, I think.
But you don't look like a pig or a wig.
She took that well. Better than she could have done.
Pig in a wig.
Okay.
Or a pig in a wig.
I better start the questions. You play a stripper in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to do much research into playing that role? Or, I mean, did you
did
get to go to many
20s.
Strip clubs or...
That was in my 20s.
Oh, so it was all in your head?
It's
you
all
just
in my
went
head.
For it?
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure if when you do a role like that, you need to go out to places like Prague or anywhere like that and really go to the...
No, this one you didn't have to dig that deep.
No?
No.
Oh, no. You're not going to tell her the Prague story, are you?
I couldn't go unnoticed. So just before the interview, because obviously our show finished at 10 o'clock yesterday.
Oh, this is
stressing
me out.
The interview was about 3 o'clock. I was given the movie to watch, We're the Millers.
Yeah.
And she plays a stripper in this film, so yeah. It felt only right. At that time that I should talk about strippers and sort of my experience.
But you don't
of
tell her
world.
Oh okay, in Prague.
Yeah.
Do you go into the full Prague story just to warn me?
I
now?
Think well anyone who listens to this show and has heard 24 years at the tap end would know about
the Prague thing. With the steak.
It's all I could think of. Strippers, the first thing I thought of was Prague. Well, yeah, with the steak.
All right, yeah. Okay.
Me and my mates went to a strip club in Prague and
how was that?
It was good. It was an odd experience because they offered like a steak meal whilst the people danced.
So you're eating steak.
It was very different.
And getting a lap dance or just watching them on stage.
Yeah, you're sort of watching them on stage. It was very different to
and
how
eating meat.
Yeah, it sort of worked. But
sounds very like sort of caveman like.
It was kind of, yeah. It was very different to how you played anyway.
Yeah.
You were amazed. Finer not in jeans.
Right. Well, that skipped on there. So you said that she was amazed. Let's say that again. So you're basically comparing her to a stripper in Prague now?
No, I was trying not to. I was trying to say her performance was much better.
Very, like, sort of caveman-like.
It was kind of, yeah. It was very different to how you played anyway.
Yeah.
You were amazed. Finer.
Yeah, so you're basically saying to her you're classier than a Prague stripper, aren't you?
Yes. Pretty much.
Finer not in jeans.
What's this? Finer not in jeans.
Oh, this is skipped on slightly. I don't know why. Basically, I said to her before then that her name, Jennifer Aniston, was an anagram of finer not in jeans. I just thought it was a really, really good fact.
So you told her this?
I told her this, and it's true. If you look at the name Jennifer Aniston, it is finer, not in jeans.
And a what?
Finer, not in jeans. It's Jennifer Aniston.
No.
It's a good fact, that.
I didn't know that. It's an anagram?
Yeah, so it means all the letters in finer, not in jeans, is Jennifer Aniston.
She knows what an anagram is. You just explained to Jennifer Aniston what an anagram is.
I've just been told that when this goes up on YouTube, it won't have that skip. You'll hear the actual question before. Okay. I don't know why.
That's
just
fantastic.
It's like a premonition for your role.
There you go.
Oh, God.
It was very hard to sit in front of Jennifer Aniston and not get the sort of stripping. I mean, when you see the film, she looks great in it.
Yeah.
You know, when she's a stripper and, yeah.
Okay. Do I play the next bit?
Go on.
Putting on jeans. Best in capri khakis.
One of my favourite moments was when Kenny got bitten by a spider.
Oh.
Did you
cringe?
Yeah.
Did it hurt parts of yourself?
As a bloke, yeah. Was it weird for you when you're there filming that? Is it really awkward to kind of stand there staring at it?
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Right, what happens in the film?
Oh, right. So in this bit of the film, a lad, he's called Kenny in the film, a spider goes down his shorts and bites him there. But what's amazing is in the actual film, it cuts quite quickly and you can see everything.
Right.
Because he has to pull his trousers down, you can see everything.
So you just asked her, was it weird staring at it?
Yeah, I just wanted to know more about how that was for her.
Okay, right, let's do this.
Kind of stand there staring at it.
Well, no, I really honestly felt bad for Will, because we were just in an open field by a highway, and
yeah,
there he was with his trousers down and this just huge ball.
Was it his, or is that CGI, or...?
good. That's a good question, though.
Yeah. Okay. I just love that she... If you are watching this on the Radio 1 website right now, the action she makes...
Ball.
That was his... He's a method actor. He's from London. I mean, this is serious for him.
I just wasn't sure if at some point someone steps in and then they have to drop their trousers and they're...
No,
it is,
that was a different movie I did, though.
Okay. What movie was that?
Or? That was Wanderlust.
Is she flirting a bit now?
I don't know. This
What's
film,
Wanderlust?
Well, I've never heard of this film, but I've been told it was a Jennifer Aniston film. I thought she was talking about maybe some private films that she might have made at home, so I wasn't sure whether to push that any further. So when she said Wanderlust, I didn't want to be rude and go... Is that one of your films, or is that a home movie or something?
Yeah.
And so I just carried on, really. She sort of started to get really nice, you know?
Some people are texting in. I'm going to have my cringe gland removed after this. I can't cope. A lot of cringes. She seems nice. You're talking to one of the most sexy women on the planet about anagrams.
Yes.
Okay.
Crack on.
Continue.
Oh, I see. Something I really wanted to ask you as, like, one of the probably most famous hottest...
Whoa, hang on. What happened to your voice then?
I got
one
slight,
of the... Huh.
I got slightly anxious about complimenting her.
As one of the... Huh. As one of the... Huh.
All right, you'd do the same.
As one of the... Huh.
As, like, one of the...
Okay, let's get that again.
As, like, one of the probably most famous hottest women in the world is, like, with me and my mates... Especially the ones who've got girlfriends, their girlfriends allow them to have a list.
Oh, no!
So they have, like, five names on a list. And the girlfriends don't mind because they probably will never meet them. I just was wondering how it worked with famouses like yourself. Like, do you have a list of... do you have a list of normal people?
Oh, God.
Sort of made sense in my head. At this point, it's sort of... The couple of questions I had about the film had gone at that point.
Yeah.
I planned
We're not
up,
on the film anymore,
I
are
planned
we?
Up to the CGI part.
Yeah.
Literally.
And so... Does she have a list, and does it involve normal people?
That you fancy? Does it work like that, or does that make any sense? Or?
It does make sense. No.
No. No lists. I only because you are probably in the top five of most guys in the UK, you know? It's,
oh, man, that's very flattering.
It's like that's the girlfriends wouldn't mind if...
Yeah.
If, yeah.
Well, I just wasn't sure, because she was American, if I'd fully explained what that meant.
I think she got it.
And,
I think she got it.
Yeah. Well, hold on. We did that on an episode of Friends.
Did you?
We had a list. Yeah.
All girls have Ryan Gosling on the list, and I don't quite understand why. I don't get it myself.
You don't get it?
No, not the Ryan Gosling.
You kind of have a little Ryan Gosling vibe.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. At that point, I was like, what did she just say?
She's saying that you look like a bit like Ryan Gosling.
That's a lie, isn't it?
Yeah. But also your worst nightmare, because you can't stand him.
Well.
Because girls fancy him. Okay, let's just rewind.
I don't get it myself.
You don't get it?
No, not the Ryan Gosling.
You kind of have a little Ryan Gosling vibe.
Really?
Yeah. There's something that's like it's like an innocent, very cute, but yet you know, there's a lot more going on.
Winning!
Wow.
That happened.
Now, if you're watching on the Radio 1 website, I would like you to look at the expression on Chris's face right now. Now, so she's just said that, okay? And she said there's a lot more going on. And now look at his facial expression if you're watching this now.
Very cute, but yet you know, there's a lot more going on.
Please say we're recording this.
I couldn't believe it. At that point, what do you say to that?
Let's go back to his face. If you're watching this, it's brilliant. Okay. Watch. Really?
Please say we're recording this. Literally everything you say makes the news. I saw an article about you earlier, and it was just you walking across tarmac. And then I saw another article, and it was just, yeah, like between the plane, like when you got off the plane, and it was like Jennifer Aniston walks across tarmac. And I was like, I didn't quite understand why that was a big story. No
it's
offense.
Not a big story. It's not. There's absolutely no story.
Yeah, and another one was like Jennifer Aniston eats crisps. And I was like,
that happened 2 hours ago.
She's wicked, isn't she?
I like
she?
That she's a crisp eater.
It's big news. So I think what I was desperately in my... I only get a few minutes with you. I was just desperate to ask, is there anything at all you can tell me which will make the news? And it can be as mundane as that.
I want to add to my list of mundane like news facts?
If you could, it would really help me out.
Why would it help you? It'll just send me further down the river.
I love her now.
She's so cool.
She's really cool. So is she going to give you like a little tidbit of information?
I don't know. What did you have for your lunch today?
I had crisps.
Oh, rubbish. That one's been taken. is there anything at all you can tell
That's
me?
It's been or? Taken.
Oh, she's doing an impression of you now. She's like jumping up and down.
I've forgotten
it's
about that.
It's been taken.
It's been
or?
Taken. What can let's see.
Oh.
Oh God! Because there's nothing I really wanted. I did get a little. What did I get? Well, this is. I got two little heart soft-boiled egg holders.
Who gave you them?
The guy who was just in here before.
Oh, here's your chance. Here comes the present.
I didn't like the fact that the guy before had given us that. I mean, I almost look a little bit frustrated watching that back.
Yeah, you're like.
So I'm looking at it going, why are we talking about him?
Yeah,
it's my time.
Okay, so are you going to whip out the? The thing now.
You know exactly what, obviously.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, I've got a better
from
thing
Paris.
Than that. I'm a massive Watford fan.
Oh my God.
Watford are like my local football club and they obviously love you. So I basically when I interviewed Mila Kunis, I didn't have a Watford shirt to hand and I always regret that.
Do you
moment.
Want me to give this to her?
No, I want you to have it. Look, I've got your name put on the back.
Oh my God. That's so exciting.
Oh, this is cool.
This is one of the hottest women in the world holding my football club shirt.
Yeah.
And a lot of blokes, I think, can relate to this, I hope.
Yeah. Look, she's just holding a yellow shirt. And it's got Aniston on it.
Mm.
That's so cool.
But they're not the biggest team in the world, but I was just hoping that whenever in future... If
I don't
someone
care,
says
a big or small.
A
I
UK
just am very flattered
team,
by this.
They're only a small club, but they're in the championship, but they'll love that I've given you that, you know, it's like...
I think that's really special. And you know what? Small, only you can only go up from there, right? You can get bigger and bigger
and I think
and get better and better.
There's just something quite cool about the thought of, you know, one of the hottest women in the world wearing a Watford shirt. So if you could, not now, obviously.
I will
just
wear this on the tarmac.
She's wicked.
Next time she gets on that tarmac.
If you could, that would be amazing.
All right.
And yeah, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You don't look like a pig in a wig. So get that out of your head.
Oh, she's nice.
How cool is she?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Cool. At that point, one of the people with her was like, wrap her up, wrap her up. She had to get to a premiere, so it's all cool. Like, we didn't get really long with her, but we got enough time, I think. But what we did is we kept the mics on, because I just, you only get these opportunities once.
Yeah.
Don't you? And I just had one more thing I wanted to give her, and I've okay. seen it on the desk.
So this isn't filmed, so you won't be able to see this, but you can hear it, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're so sweet.
Oh, she said you're so sweet.
Yeah.
So sweet.
You're so sweet.
Oh, can I very quickly... you can choose male or female, but they told me I had to give you one, so I'll just cut.
Oh, no, it's not the pen.
But I was just keen to see what...
You gave her a nudie pen.
Of course I did, yeah. Of course. I wasn't going to do it, but then I just thought, do you know what? She seems nice. Like, she might...
So you... Okay, so the pens that we ordered...
So I brought with me a male one and a female one. So
yeah, you just
choose.
Tip it upside down and
you know,
the
it's
clothes.
Closed, come on.
Yeah.
Told me I had to give you one, so I'll just cover him up, because
like
it's currently
male
or
female. I like the
female. There you go. Yeah. It's just, you tip it upside down, you know the drill.
Yeah,
all right, then. Sorry.
Just don't forget your cards, darling.
Thank you so much. Jennifer, honestly, it's such an honour to meet you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Wow.
And there it is.
You gave her a Watford shirt, a nudie pen. This is brilliant.
She's amazing.
Also, I think she did say you've got to have a little Ryan Gosling going on, so I don't think she was actually calling you hot.
Oh, right. Well,
that's fine, though.
Do you know what?
You did really well, honestly.
And what was weird as well, we were waiting outside after that, and I was sort of shaking.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the doors open, and I don't know if she was heading off or going to the toilet or something like that. There was a load of people with her, and she walked through. And I kind of had my back to her, and she patted me on the back. And then she walked past. And I was like, well, bye, John. Bye, thank you. Over her shoulder, she was carrying this Watford shirt.
Was she?
Yeah. How this cool is that? Result. She didn't just, chuck it away straight. Well, she probably chucked it away by the end.
Yeah, she waited until she got into another room and then put it in the bin.
But you never know. Scott, you never know. She could have worn it in bed last night.
And that was when Chris met Jen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sarah in Essex says it's like a real life Notting Hill. Am I the Welsh one then? Two Chains. I'm Ray Fox. It's BBC Radio 1, 8:44. I want to go back to the Ryan Gosling bit, please. I think you should take it, even if she wasn't directly complimenting you. Have that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it seems mixed, really, with people trying to work out what exactly she's saying there.
Well, I would have panicked.
She did say I was cute.
Yeah, she did.
All girls have Ryan Gosling on the list, and I don't quite understand why. I don't get it myself.
You don't get it?
No, not the Ryan Gosling
thing. You kind of have a little Ryan Gosling vibe.
Really?
Yeah. There's something
I'll take that.
It's like an innocent, very cute, but yet, there's a lot more going on.
Please say we're recording this.
No, I think it was about you there.
Innocent, cute.
Yeah.
Look,
what did Lorraine Kelly say? Untouched.
She called me unspoiled.
Unspoiled.
You're so unspoiled.
Oh, he's so lovely and unspoiled.
You're so unspoiled.
If you want to see the interview, the full interview is on YouTube if you didn't get a chance to watch it when we played it. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 or on the Radio 1 YouTube. Just put Radio 1 into YouTube. You'll find the When Chris Met Jennifer Aniston interview. Good. Right, that's done then. It's 8:45. And then tonight we're announcing the programmes live on BBC Three.
Yeah, man.
So better start thinking about that then. BBC Radio 1. And tonight we're going to be on BBC Three. We're going to get Jen Long in a minute. She's the lady that normally does it. She's on Radio 1 as well on Sunday nights. Hi, Jen. So yeah, we're taking a job just for one day. I don't think there's anything for her to worry about.
Do we get the monies for that? Or
no.
No?
Get to announce EastEnders though. Bosh.
I know. So... You, how are we going to do this? I reckon you tee it up, and then I come in with the drums.
No, the drums are already on there.
I know, but you only get these opportunities once. Again,
why would you do the drums? Because then the drums are going to be at the start of the show. Every show has do at the beginning, so why would you do...
Scott, you just nail the professional bit.
Okay.
You go, coming up next, I don't know...
I'm scared of this now.
EastEnders. Coming up next, EastEnders, and I'll come in with drums. See what I mean?
No. Top Gear's on as well.
Yeah.
So I might pop to the shops while that's on, if that's all right.
Do you want me to do the Top Gear one?
If you could, because I haven't got a clue. Jeremy Clarkson drives a new car, whoop.
Shall I reveal the identity of the stick? They won't like that.
No, they won't like that. won't get asked back.
I don't know who it is either. I'm only speculating.
Yeah, it's like we both knew who it is. It's like, no, we don't. So, yeah, we're on tonight at 7 o'clock on BBC Three. Why not watch?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, it's A-level results day and AS results level day as well. So if you want to call this number, I gave it out earlier, but maybe you got your exam results today and you did higher or lower than expected. Maybe you don't know what to do next. Maybe your options have changed. Maybe you're thinking of going to uni, but you need some help with clearing and all that. Then the exam results helpline is there for you. And it's a lot of people that can talk about all your available options, where to go and how to do it. It's actually very, very useful if you're a little bit confused. 0808 100 8000. Calls are free from most landlines. Networks and mobile operators will charge you. So 0808 100 8000. You can call them until 8 p.m. tonight. Whatever you want to do, whether it's training or university or college or work, they can help. And they've got very reassuring voices. 0808 100 8000. Right, I'm going to speak to Ryan and Ella now. Hi, Ryan and Ella.
Hiya.
Now, so it's A-level results day for you.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Great, on top of the world.
So, you and your friends here, where are you from?
Shambrock Upper School.
Where's that?
That is in Bedfordshire.
Okay. So, this is weird. I mean, I've done this before on Radio 1, but I actually have your results.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've got envelopes with Ella Fraser, that's you,
mm-hmm.
and Ryan Stamp, that's you.
That's me,
And we're going to open your results after 9 o'clock. How stressful is that?
It's a bit
very
stressful, yeah.
Right. So,
you're
Ryan,
big time.
Ryan, what are you hoping for?
I'm hoping for 3 B's to get to my top choice, yeah.
Okay. And then what's going to happen at university?
University, yeah.
Okay.
Straight away.
Ella, what about you?
I'm not really fussed as long as I get an A in sociology, but I'm not going to uni this year. I'm taking a gap year. So.
Okay. So you've got... Sorry,
do you know, Ryan, I was aiming for exactly the same grades as you were, and I didn't actually get those grades.
Oh, really?
And I ended up calling the number that, you know, that we're giving out today.
Did you call it?
Yeah, I actually did. And then I ended up going through clearing. So, and I still went to, you know, really good. I went to Uni of Southampton out of it as
yeah.
well. Despite not even getting, you know, the 3 B's.
It's true, because sometimes you think, well, I'm not going to get there with those results. But there are ways around it. So
yeah,
you really
definitely.
Should give them a call. 0808 100 8000. So you've got three other friends as well. Hi, friends.
Hi.
Hi there. Also getting your results today.
Yeah.
Ah! Okay, has anyone had any sleep?
No. Not at all.
No. You all look quite good, though, like, considering. Okay, so... We'll get you back in after 9 o'clock. I hate this. It's like X Factor. Oh, after the break, I've got your results. So, sorry, it's just your future I've got in your hands.
I really want to know now.
I know.
Myself, they're not
you
even my
know.
Results.
You've done all the work.
Yeah. But they're telling me I've got to do it after 9 o'clock, but not much after. All right?
Okay, that's fine.
So, where's Georgia?
Here.
Hi, Georgia.
Hi.
Here. Amy?
Hiya.
Hiya. Yasmin or Jasmine?
Jasmine.
Jasmine, hiya. Yeah, got all of them now. Good. 5 envelopes. We're going to open them just after 9 o'clock this morning. Sorry, guys.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Radio 1 and BBC 3's Jen Long.
Hiya.
That's your new title now. It's quite long. Wouldn't fit on a badge.
I'm into it.
Are you all right?
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, I'm really good. So we're doing your job tonight.
Yes.
On BBC 3.
Thanks for that.
That's all right. I don't know how you made this happen. You obviously are very important there because she sent one email and it's like, yeah, you're on. You're on Thursday night.
It's like BBC Wicked. Three are even tweeting us now.
Are they?
Unfortunately, they heard the discussion about the drums.
Right, I told you that. I told you this.
They're saying no bongos, lads. They put in their tweet. And I'm thinking, actually, that's a great show. Have you ever heard one of those announcements between the programmes with bongos going on?
Right, okay. Jen, Jen has sorted this out for us. So we can't cock it up. We can't mess it up.
I have actually done the drums into EastEnders before.
Have you?
I have, yeah.
All right, it's been done. Don't do it again.
You know, like, what's that song where they shout, drums, please?
Summertime.
So can I not shout that?
Yes, do that.
Drums, please. Then there'll be a big gap where the programme starts and it just won't have the same effect. Drums, please.
Right, it's on.
Right.
I think you should be as silly as possible.
Really?
I don't think you should take it too seriously.
Okay.
He's a very serious man with this, though.
I'm just worried.
Okay.
He took me to one side last night and was just like, you just, you know, just so we're clear on this. This isn't, you know.
Jen's very professional, mate. That's all I'm saying. Mm.
This is true, but I'm professional every day, you know, and this is like the one day when you can just roll with it.
All right, then.
Do whatever you want.
Okay.
Go for it.
I wonder what BBC Three are going to say about that on Twitter in a minute.
Just over the start of the programme and mess it up.
That's fine. I can do that.
You sure?
I'll just cut him off.
Okay.
I'll just cut him off if he starts talking over the programme.
No.
Also, we've got a Scott versus Chris challenge coming up. I'd quite like you to judge it for us.
Oh, okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, coming soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, we've got some people here today from Charnbrook School, and they are about to open their A-level results on air. This is stressful, isn't it, everyone? Oh, are you all right?
No.
Oh, no.
I feel like I'm doing this all over again. Yeah. For me, it feels like I'm doing... It's like my level results. It's mad.
Oh, I'm so... Right, we can't... I feel so bad. We can't let them wait any longer because there's people shaking in here and doing that thing that girls do like, with their eyes, like that. You know, when they flap?
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything.
There's weird noises coming out of everyone right
yeah.
now.
Okay, right, so... Just remember, before we do this, everybody, it doesn't matter what the grades are. All your mates are here to support you today. The teachers are here. There's the exam helpline you can call. There's so many options. We'll get through this. Here we go. Ryan.
Hello.
Right, what were you hoping for?
I was hoping for 3 Bs.
This is so horrible.
My first choice.
3 Bs. Okay. I had to do this once. Exactly the same thing that we're doing now on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with guess who? Hugh Stevens.
Stevens.
He actually opened his results on this show. Fact. He's done all right. Ryan. Oh, God. Right, let's get this done.
And no lies.
What?
No lies.
I'm not going to do that. Okay.
No lies.
Business studies?
Business studies.
B.
Yes.
Oh, that's so good. I was so sceptical about that.
PE. What did you want?
I wanted a B.
C.
Ah, oh, still good. Ah, so good.
Business studies, AS. A.
Really?
Yeah!
Really, really good. So, are you happy?
That is really good, yeah.
Really, really pleased?
So excited, yeah.
Right, okay. That's very good. BCA. Okay, well done, Ryan. That's over now.
Cheers.
And relax. Okay, next, Georgia.
Hi.
Oh, God! You're the one doing the fluffy thing with the eyes.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so we're just going to get this done. What do you want?
4 A's.
Sure. Oh. Okay. What do you want first?
I don't know.
Don't care. Okay.
Surprise me.
World development. A.
Woo!
Oh my God. Yes.
Biology. A.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Actually, A plus for that.
A star.
Is it A star? Yeah.
A star.
Oh, my God.
I didn't see that. Sorry, it's an A star.
Oh, my God.
P.E. A star.
Oh, my God.
That's so good.
Geography. A.
Oh. Thank you so
well
much.
Done. 4 A's right there. Well done. Oh, this is stress, man.
I know.
Jasmine.
Hello.
What do you want? I'm going to make this quick for you.
Three A's.
Okay.
She's
this is
shaking.
Horrible.
This isn't...
Go on, Jazzy.
Oh, Georgia's having a little cry in the corner. Well done. It's really good. Oh, sweet. Okay. Jasmine. Psychology. A.
Woo!
Biology. A. Geography. A star! This is such an important thing. It's just like, wow. I can't believe you let me do this. Thank you. Okay, you alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so, here we go. How's everyone feeling, alright? Relieved?
Yeah.
Happy? All good. Okay, so, Amy.
Hello.
You're right.
I'm good.
Okay, let's get this done, shall we? Oh, I nearly ripped the actual results then. Good.
3 A's, come on.
Okay. Got loads here. Oh, no, listen to... Oh, no. Okay. Maths. A.
Yes.
Yes, further mathematics.
Yes. What, pins and needles?
Further maths is an A. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You're hoping for Oxford, are you?
I am, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. Not long now. Woo! Geography. A star.
Yes, that's insane. Oh.
Yeah, then you got the maths and the further maths and the world development. A star, A star, A.
What? No way.
We did it.
No way. Oh, my God.
There we are. How do you feel about that?
Pretty insane. Quite numb at the moment.
A bit numb. Are the pins and needles gone yet?
No, not yet.
No. That, well done. That is incredible. Oh, well.
I'm always last.
It's rubbish that you're last. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
What do you need? What do you want?
All I want is an A in sociology.
Is that all you want?
Well, it's not all I
don't
want.
Don't want much, do you?
That's the bit I want.
Okay. Religious studies.
Mm-hmm.
B.
That's fantastic.
Government and politics.
Yeah.
B.
Phew.
Economics. B.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
Oh, my word, I was worried.
This is what happened.
Sure? My whole career flashed before me.
Yeah. Careful how you react to the next one, right?
Okay.
Just think about it now.
Just think about what you're going to say. Think about what you're going to say. Okay. Sociology, that's the one you want, isn't it?
Sociology.
Drum roll. A. Yes! Get in. Wow. That's incredible. Listen, well done, guys, and thank you so much for coming in today. There's a lot of emotion going on in here right now, and I really appreciate you letting us do this on air, so thank you.
Thank
it was really, really good.
You know what?
Thank
how lucky are they? They got all the results that they wanted, you know?
Yeah, you did really well there. Now, everyone go and have a little lie down in the live lounge, all right? And thanks very much. Well done, everyone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's time for Scott versus Chris. Let's do it. Nothing's happening. What's going on? Hello? Okay.
What's happened?
I don't know. Nothing is going to play. I have this nightmare, and now it's happening.
It's like
I have
a stress
this nightmare
dream,
a
yes.
lot. There's a stress dream where everything you press doesn't play, like this. Oh, now it's working, but it sounds weird.
Yeah.
Right, take that down. Bit of technical chat for you there. Take that down. We'll be using that tonight on BBC Three.
Bang it on.
Yeah.
Scott versus Chris.
Hooray, it works. My nightmare didn't come true.
Challenge 9.
Okay, so tonight we're announcing the shows on BBC Three. A job normally done by this lady here, Jen Long. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for letting us have your job tonight.
No, it's a pleasure.
Any tips, anything that we need to know to do this well?
I think the key is timing.
Everything's quite strictly timed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like radio.
Okay, so you can't just wang on like we do.
No, if something like that broke, you'd have to keep going. Deal with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's obviously live tonight. You can read out tweets and stuff.
Yeah, you can read out tweets. You have to get it all checked off by the big boss.
Can you make funny puns?
Yeah, funny puns are good. Alliteration is good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Well, you know what alliteration is?
Well, yeah, but I just... Why are we doing that?
Because it sounds nice when you say it, doesn't it?
Mm.
Do we have to roll our R's?
No, that's not alliteration.
No,
it's just
I'm
like
saying that
three words that start with the same letter.
I didn't catch it, but somebody was tweeting saying they particularly enjoyed you at the end of Armageddon last night. What did you do? Did you sing Aerosmith?
I did, yeah.
Did you? That was a guess. I was right, so you sing. You've done the drums on EastEnders.
I've done Phil Mitchell impressions. Everything.
Oh, amazing. Good. All right, right. This is good. So, this is one of the continuity fails that we heard. Listen, you're right, you have to just keep going, because listen to this poor lady.
Dear Scott, Chris, the PR4L and all the various hangers-on. I'm slightly obsessed with fail videos from off of the internet. Does that make me a bad person? I know I shouldn't laugh at others messing up, but I really, really do. I stumbled upon this fail on YouTube from the BBC One announcer. She's trying to introduce an episode of Doctors.
It's really bad. I feel bad for her. It sounds like she's got the speech jammer on. Okay. Has this ever happened to you, Jen?
Yes. Melody makes a splash in the ledger papers next year. It's Doctors on BBC One.
You've still got to carry on.
You have to carry on. I did it once. I'd been out the night before.
I was a bit hungover. I had to say, don't tell the bride. And I could not say, don't tell the bride. Don't tell the bride. Because you can hear, you have a man in your ear counting down, going 10, 9, 8.
Right, we've got all this to come tonight, haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay, so, Jen, we went to the cinema the other day and we started to practice our continuity announcing. On Scott versus Chris, challenge 9, I want you to be the judge of who did it best ahead of us being on BBC Three tonight, okay? So the trailers are playing and we just decide to stand up in the cinema and announce stuff. Me first. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the cinema. Hope you're enjoying yourself this afternoon. Don't forget popcorn, soft drinks, tasty nachos, all available in the foyer.
Oh, God.
Coming up, The Heat with Sandra Bullock. But now, the next film is Despicable Me 2. It went really quiet. The trailer finished. I was, oh. So we just recorded this on our phones. I was shouting over the top of the trailer. But I like it that I kind of went a bit airline with it, reminding you of the snacks that you could get on board.
I like that bit, but why were you doing like a Norman voice?
I don't know. So that was mine.
It's Scott Mills.
I mean, technically that was very good, though. He trailed ahead to other screens. He did. I mean, technically.
But then the name of the actual film, you kind of seem to forget.
Yeah. Okay, then Chris stands up in a different screen and has a go.
Coming up at 6:30 is The Conjuring. But now on this screen is Bravo Alpha Papa Alan Partridge. Now.
Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah. All right, brilliant. Okay. So, Jen, in your honest opinion, who did best ahead of our BBC Three continuity tonight? Us practicing in the cinema.
I think just because the title, it kind of gives it away. Alan Partridge, Alpha Papa, and you still got it wrong.
I did, yeah. I'd got too far into announcing what it was that I then realised I was saying it wrong. And
right.
So, Jen, who wins?
I think Scott wins, just because...
Yeah! I needed that win.
Scott wins.
Yes. I'm ahead again. It's really good. Thanks, Jen. Sorry we're doing your job tonight. We'll try and do it as best we can.
Just try and remember the names of the programmes.
Would help.
Tip number one.
So you can watch us between shows on BBC Three tonight from 7 o'clock and follow at BBC Three on Twitter and you'll see kind of behind-the-scenes videos as we do it and look probably a bit panicked. So that's tonight. And then you're back on tomorrow night.
Yeah, back
so
on tomorrow
night. What are you going to do with your night off?
Probably going to watch you and hope you mess it up.
No, please don't. If you haven't seen the video of Chris and Jennifer Aniston yet, I strongly suggest it. Go to the Radio 1 YouTube channel. It's on there right now. Tomorrow morning, we're back. It's Friday, and from 9 o'clock, I will have the Nick's tapes.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.